You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Corey's traumatic Lyft adventure, Tyler's no good very bad day, the defacing of the pink selfie wall, and how I'll never compare to Shawn Mendes. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the world.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm having a bad day. I'm having a bad week, I feel.
I'm glad we're both having such a wonderful morning. I could just kill someone.
Go off.
I was just in a Lyft ride from hell.
Well, that's your first mistake.
The whole Lyft time is,
you know what? I think we like Lyft right now because Lyft is providing people rides on election day. Did you know that?
I didn't. But the whole time in my brain, while I was just literally held hostage by a Lyft driver, I just kept thinking, this wouldn't have happened if I took an Uber.
What happened? They were just going the wrong route?
He just...
Did you say something?
Listen. No, do you think I could ever say something?
If you see something, say something.
Do you think I would ever say something to a Lyft driver?
But then, baby, that's
bitch,
your fault.
I'm going to cuss him out in the comments in this anonymous...
What's his name? Pull up your app.
I got my app.
What's his name?
You think I can... You think I care what his name was?
One bad rating for a driver really does them dirty. Did you know that?
His name's Krishna, and I'm going to crucify him.
Got it.
I was just trapped. He was just zigzagging, wiggle-wagging, kept changing, updating the thing. I just kept watching time and time get added
Why don't you ever stop and say, would you like me to help you with my Waze app?
That's how you get murdered in a Lyft.
That's fair.
He's going to turn around, and what if he says, like, get out?
Well,
I don't have time to order another Lyft to some random intersection.
I was getting my Uber. Well, here's the way you shouldn't have gotten an Uber, because this morning I had to get an Uber to the studio because my car... The registration has expired or some fucking shit, and I got a ticket yesterday for it, and I almost got towed. They had to cancel the tow. I know!
Wait, where is your car?
I was hiking. I come back to my car, and there's a parking ticket guy parked behind me, and I'm like, hello. And then I get in my car, and as I'm about to drive away, he's honking at me. He's like, wait. And I'm like... Okay, well, if you were going to give me a ticket, you should have given me a ticket. Like, I don't want to wait for your ass. So I stop, and he's like, hey, your registration's expired. A tow truck is on the way. I guess I can cancel it, but, like, wait a second. I have to write your ticket now. I said, okay.
He said, wait a minute. I would have
I just sat there.
I just sat there
in my sweat.
Bitch.
Anyway, so I had to call an Uber this morning. And, you know, when it's like, Uber driver's completing a drive near you.
Yeah.
I looked at the map. They're completing a drive all the fuck the way the other fucking way. And then they have to come over to me. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to cancel it and order a new one. Surely there's going to be another one. So I cancel it, order a new one. It's the same woman. And so now I'm thinking she's already seen me reject her once.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting as soon as I walk into the car, she's going to be like, oh, so now I'm good enough for you? And it was very much the tone of my ride this morning.
Yeah. I can't believe we both survived those awful...
Wait, just the start of my bad week.
I want to know, first of all, what, so he was looking at your license plate, so the sticker color was wrong. What month were you supposed to get
yours? Haven't checked, I haven't looked. I just drove home.
I just bet it was January.
I have no clue.
Ours were close together when we lived in the same city. Anyway.
It's a $25 ticket. Surely it's probably more because I didn't pay it within 24 hours or something.
Oh, no.
You know how they do
that. That can't be the thing. I mean, you're for sure going to get like a late registration because for sure you probably had to do it 6 months ago and you've just been driving around.
It's... I have people that help me with that.
Not me.
Surely you're probably one of them.
I don't know. If you would quit moving and quit updating your address, then the DMV would really be able to track you down.
Well, I have to keep moving because of my stalkers.
Oh, yeah. Another rose on the doorstep.
No, I'm kidding. No, my Grindr hookups know where I stay and sleep.
So why else is your week bad? Just let
me know. Oh, you want to know?
Yeah, bitch. It's Thursday.
This is, you know that scene in Real Housewives where she says, Oh, you think that's the only thing fake about me? Or something? I don't watch that program.
I binge watched season 3 through season whatever the most current one of New York was,
so
like 10.
Before you keep talking, what's the scene I'm
That's
telling
Aviva
you about?
Aviva Drescher.
Why do you know her name? Is that a name?
That's her name. Listen,
Aviva
I was
Drescher.
Very on board.
As in Fran?
I think maybe they're play cousins.
No. So what happened in the scene?
Listen, Aviva had really lost it.
What?
And by it, I
mean
her. She
fell off the wagon.
Her mind. She fell off the wagon.
She's feeling off the
wagon. This was like her second or third season. She was only on a couple. And it was toward the end. Nobody liked her anymore. She was just like
That's where I'm at. Okay.
Like, she was just out of this world. And they had like, they make them obviously do these dinners and luncheons and blah, blah, blah. So she had to come up. I'm sure Bethany or someone was debuting her new jeans line or something. And anyway, she threw
Denim.
Her leg at Heather.
Okay, it was you really buried the lead there.
So she has a fake prosthetic. She has one leg from when she lost her leg in a farming accident.
Don't call her leg fake.
Well, she has a prosthetic leg.
Okay, there you have it.
Well.
Anyway, so she has a prosthetic leg.
She lost her leg in a farming accident. And like this first season she was
What's the farming accident?
Okay, so
I don't mean to mock.
I can tell you because, bitch, don't get me started on
curious.
Real Housewives of New York. You
I'm
know
just curious, what happened to the leg in one sentence?
So there was this like...
In one sentence.
At the farm,
don't
she
mince
got
your words,
her
honey.
Leg stuck in a mechanical hay
This is
mover,
just like what happened to your mom.
And it ripped her leg off.
This is just like what happened to your mom.
My mom has all of her legs. She did trip on an axe once.
Okay, no, what happened to what happened to your mom?
You want that dark story?
In one sentence.
My mom was on a cruise.
For a wedding, and the groom's dad jumped off the boat and... got cut in half.
Well, he didn't get cut in half.
It's the only fake thing about him.
He died.
Oh.
You took this real dark.
Anyway, so the prosthetic leg at Real Housewives.
Yep, she threw it and said, this is the only thing fake about me.
She took it off and she threw it at
them.
Well,
it was definitely like planned. I would love to know the producer who like preset this story.
This is the only thing fake about me.
And you take out your tooth. Whoa, what happened to your leg?
Now, because we're no longer
a
visual podcast. We're not a visual podcast.
Let me
set
the scene.
You can't see what's happening. But I threw my leg.
Tyler,
my fake leg.
Tyler has his leg full on up on the table, and it's got scratches. It looks like you skinned your knee while hiking at the dumb park.
And that is it.
You tripped?
I tripped.
How clumsy are you?
So I had just finished an hour and a half hike. It was the exact last step of the hike. The final.
Going up or going down?
Down.
Wow.
So I went.
You were just about to leave that little gate where they sell snacks?
No. I went up. And then I went down, and then I went up again, and then down. Down those, like, peg steps,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the last peg, I tripped.
Wow. Were you by yourself?
Well, there were two strangers right there going real slow.
You were by yourself?
I was by myself.
Wow.
And he goes, you okay? I go, yep. And my headphones jack
got snapped
inside of it.
Are you kidding?
Broken.
I don't mean to laugh, but really?
So then I leave the park, and that's where I discover the tow truck situation.
Wow. Did you just, like, go to bed and call it a day?
But that's not the end of my day.
Oh, yes.
That isn't the end of it. Because on my way to the gym,
mm-hmm. You did a hike and then a gym.
I got double days, baby.
Wow.
On my way to the gym, I stepped in full...
Dog poop.
Not just... The corner of a dog poop. The entire dog poop. Not looking because I'm playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
The entire dog poop.
I feel like all you do...
I feel like I could cry going over my day. This is the past 24 hours.
This was all the same
day? This is all the past 24 hours.
Wait, why do you step in dog poop?
I could cry.
So
I feel
much?
Like I could cry.
Do you want me to hug you?
No, well, kind of. I'm gonna hug Come you. Over here. I'm gonna,
it's too far from the mic.
Get up.
I'm going to have to hug you.
It wouldn't hurt me if you hugged me.
Hold on. I was stepping away from the
mic
to hug you.
While you walk, I read a tweet about this girl was like, does anybody feel like they haven't been touched by humans lately? Like a hug
now
would be good.
Now we're sharing the same mic.
That.
Is that a nice hug?
I only feel the hug if it's like for 30 seconds or something, I think.
Oh,
yeah. Don't you know about that?
Well, yeah, that's the Hannah Hart.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that.
You're welcome. If only you had a boyfriend to hug you.
So I went to my boyfriend's last night, and everyone was like, oh, we had bad days. I said, all y'all can fucking sit down while I fucking talk.
Yeah. Wait, so did you have to go back to your house to, like, wipe the dog poop off your shoe?
Nope. I was already late for my training, okay. So I had to make do.
Apparently.
A lawn on my route had recently been sprinkled, so I utilized that and just really kind of...
Wiped your poopy shoe in their yard.
And then as I started my training, I realized I hadn't brushed my teeth because I was running behind, and so I said to Jared, I didn't brush my teeth this morning. Do you mind if I go use the mouthwash in the locker room? And he said, please, by all means.
Did you take one of the free Q-tips and, like, clean your teeth?
No.
Wow. I feel like, do you know how many times when we lived in L.A. together, I felt like you stepped in dog poop and got in my car?
No. I really used to do that a lot.
Why do you step in dog poop so much?
Every time you would pick me up for the podcast, I feel like I would step in dog
poop. You just have shitty neighbors.
It's not my fault. Yes, it's my shitty neighbors. I feel like I'm surrounded.
They just let dog shit all over your street.
Terrible humans, terrible people. I live in this abysmal neighborhood.
Exactly. You know what I saw?
It feels good to get it out, actually, now that I'm thinking about where I'm at in my life.
You know what I saw that made me a little upset? I couldn't believe you didn't tell me this.
What?
You know the pink wall?
I
You know the pink selfie wall?
So by putting it on my Instagram story, I'm telling you this.
What? Did you do it?
If I put content out into the world and you don't consume it, whose fault is that?
Did you put it on your Insta story?
Yes.
When?
Yesterday.
Bitch, you think I follow?
And I put an update on my Instagram story. Did you truly mute my story?
The main stage and the what's it called?
Story.
No, what's the back? What's it called? Untucked. I have the main stage and the untucked muted for you, Hanny. Did you really post it?
Yes.
Well, I saw it from a former Survivor
what
player.
Happened? What happened?
So there's that pink selfie wall off of what's that, Melrose? In West Hollywood area adjacent, and kids just line up for days to take selfies, and somebody fucking...
What's some sorts? Paul something. Paul Revere?
Paul Frank?
Paul Frank.
My brain tells me
Paul
it's Paul.
Ryan.
Paul Frank.
Paul Ryan?
Bitch.
Who's Paul
somebody
Ryan?
Somebody took over the... Paul Ryan is the stupid
Paul Ryan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaker of the House,
Paul.
Right?
Paul Ryan. Paul Frank. Bitch. Sam Smith. Mr. Smith.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What rabbit hole are we
Ryan
going down?
Ryan Smith?
Ryan Gosling.
No, it's the name of a store. Paul Smith? Paul Smith!
Is it Paul Smith?
Paul Smith?
Bitch, all I know...
Paul Smith.
I'm is that it. Somebody...
Paul Smith wall. Paul Smith pink wall.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I reported it first, and a lot of these stories are really quoting my tweet.
Wow, what did you say? You tweeted it and Instagrammed it?
Yeah, baby.
Listen, I had a hard day yesterday. I didn't step in poop.
Oh, you had a hard day. Tell me more.
I didn't step in any shit. Well, I went to the gym and I watched some TV, did a little work, ran. It was a fun little day.
Anyway, so somebody wrote on the big pink famous wall.
Somebody wrote on the big pink famous wall, go fuck your selfie. But I don't understand why they wrote, does that say thrash underneath
so
it?
So this vandalist, this street artist.
I think he's just a vandal. Yeah, he's just a vandal.
This isn't his only doing
work
of the day.
What else did he get up to?
He also vandalized another wall and he wrote something along the lines of, you are not a public figure.
To you.
It felt very pointed because my Instagram
that's
account
my reply.
Is, my Instagram account does list me as such. So what am I to believe? Am I to believe Thrash, Mr. Thrash?
I know you're not a public figure, but I just feel like you and I have had so many conversations about the wall.
Maybe this, I think this figure is public.
I think I deserved a personal text or a personal tweet. Hey, Corey, look at this wall we always talk shit about. Somebody vandalized
you
it.
You think your disdain for the wall makes you unique?
Well, I think I was.
That's like somebody saying, wow, I dislike Nickelback. I'm unique.
You know I used to live over there, and you know I have a lot of opinions about that pink wall, and I'm just surprised I had to hear it from somebody else's Twitter feed.
You know there's a name for the people that take selfies with that pink wall? They're called Insta baddies.
No.
What? They're the baddies of Instagram.
You're lying.
Yes.
Have you ever taken one there?
No. So when I posted about it, about it, somebody goes, I'm surprised you're encouraging this vandalism you're the type of person that would live for a picture in front of that. I wanted to reply, go through every picture I've ever taken, bitch.
Well, they should know that pink really doesn't suit
pink
your
is not
skin
my color. My stylist said I should not be surrounded by or wearing.
So that's the only reason you really didn't go take the selfie.
No, and also she never told me I couldn't wear orange, but I'm also taking that into account.
Well, I can. So name if there a were an orange wall, you shouldn't wear.
Oh, if there were an orange wall, I would avoid that also.
Oh. I mean, so what do you think? Do you think the vandal for the pink sign was better than the Hollyweed sign a couple years ago?
Forgot about the Hollyweed.
Well, I'm just.
Hollyweed.
It really did
Hollywood.
Set the year off. It was, I think that was a New Year's Day.
That was 2016.
They changed the Hollywood sign to say Hollyweed.
Was it 2016?
Bitch, I don't know. I loved it. Yeah, it could be.
I think it was. They changed the O's in the wood to Hollyweed.
Yeah, legalize it.
Legalize it, baby.
We did.
Babe.
And that we
Speaking
did.
Of which, I'm going to Colorado this weekend. Have
oh,
you ever been?
God. I have been to Colorado.
I'm looking to smoke some dank kush.
You can do that here, babe.
Okay, that was a joke, by the way. I mean that to be clarified. I have a friend that once came over. And
what are you clarifying? The fact that you don't say dank kush or that you don't smoke dank kush?
No, that I don't say, let's smoke some dank kush.
So you don't smoke dank kush.
I smoke it, but I don't say it.
And you don't take selfies at that pink selfie while you're not
an Insta baddie.
God.
No, the dank kush. I have a friend that came over and he's like, yo, I got this great new dank kush.
No.
And
no.
I was very like, I said, what do you have now, my dear?
The dankest of kush.
And I can clarify that he wasn't lying, but it's like,
it was
don't
pretty
tell
dank.
Me how dank the kush is.
You know. I feel like nothing but bad things happen in your living room when you and your friends are there with their dank
kush. That ain't wrong, baby.
And you're all, did you use?
Jesus. Oh, my God. Between using and making, it's like my home has seen it.
It really has. So, wait. You're going to Colorado this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I have a question.
I've never been. I'm hoping for a fun experience.
So, there I was expecting you to send me the pink selfie wall vandalism, but instead, I get an Insta message from you of just you wearing a complete rainbow outfit.
You don't like that look?
Well,
I'm not wearing it this weekend.
If you can't wear pink...
And pink is in the rainbow.
And you can't wear
if
orange.
If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, bitch.
You can't wear pink, orange, or red, but yet you're wearing them all together.
This is called the transitive property. Are you familiar?
Color fusion?
Sure.
Bitch, live your rainbow life.
Roy G. Biv, baby.
You look like...
That's my drag name. Please welcome to the stage, Miss
Roy G. Biv. Bitch, I mean, I know I saw... Crazy Rich Asians, and I'm just stealing the quote from there, but you looked like a clown's tampon dressed in all rainbow head to toe.
Oh my God. So we were playing Cards Against Humanity the other day, which
really?
I know.
Were you playing Apples to Apples?
No. Apples to Apples is if you're listening, creators of Apples to Apples, I think you've done a disservice to the gaming industry. It's the stupidest game. It's not fun.
Apples to Apples?
Apples to Apples.
Did you know they have
it's for boring people that think they're fun and funny. They're not fun.
Did you know they had
if somebody ever said, let's play Apples to Apples in our group of friends, I'd say, oh, you're the unfun
let's
friend.
Let's play Slapples to Slapples.
And
so
then
you slap them.
And then Cards Against Humanity is a step above that. I think Cards Against Humanity can be fun.
Yeah.
And the ultimate of fun is Quiplash.
Oh, there you go.
There you have it.
Because then you
because
get to make your
you,
own.
You are, it is the utmost of creativity. Apples to Apples is the least amount of creativity.
But
Cards Against Humanity is at least raunchy lack of creativity.
Did you know Apples to Apples made a version called Rotten Apples to Apples? And it's like trying to be their version of Cards Against Humanity.
Didn't catch it, and we're not promoting it. So anyway, Cards Against Humanity, it can be fun if you make your own clues. So it's like...
That's why I just like quiplash.
Instead of, you know, the cards that are brain. Like making your own, making the blank, it's all... Tyler's latest video is all about blank. Very on brand.
Smoking that dank kush.
Sure. Anyway, the one of the cards was coughing into a vagina. And I've had that stuck in my head for days now.
Have you done it?
Well, we took turns. We were all smoking that dank kush. So we took turns.
Coughing into each other's vaginas?
No. Which leads me to a different story, but I'll get to that. No, we took turns. Doing different coughs that would be funny if you were coughing into a vagina. So go on.
You can do different coughs?
Try a different cough. That, imagine coughing into a vagina with that. I went...
Wow.
Go on. Now quite, it's your turn.
Quite the go cough. On. What about like if it was like a sneeze and cough at the same time?
Don't so explain like, it. Don't show. So you're like, tell. Into a vagina?
If you're lucky.
Wow.
So who's so we had a lot of fun. You do that into?
Nobody's.
How many of you were there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
But before that
even,
happened, we
I
had our
even
own.
Think of five different coughs.
Before that happened, we had our own fat
Tuesday
naked guy.
What
situation?
Your window, your apartment can't even look into another.
We
window.
We weren't in my home, baby.
Oh, you were someone else.
We were elsewhere.
Wow.
Someplace else.
Okay, another human's home, I assume.
So there we were, smoking that dank kush
yeah.
on the balcony.
She love a dank
When
kush.
Across the way, we see fully lit bedroom.
Wow.
Like, blinds open.
Okay.
So it's not like, it's not like I'm a peeping Tom.
Peeping Tyler, if you will.
No, peeping Tyler, but there two grown men were getting undressed.
Two men.
Getting undressed, and then doing it.
Wow.
And I said, should we go back inside and do more coughs? Because this is a lot.
You should have held up like a poster board with like.
We see you.
Get it, girl.
Pad, see you.
That's two of, you know that when I lived at LA and I had a boyfriend and we always hung out with that other couple and we played games.
What'd y'all do when y'all other hung out?
That other couple's apartment.
Swingers.
No, never. That other couple's apartment that we'd always hang out with had a courtyard like that, and we would. Oh, there was a gay who lived across the way, and he was always S&D, and we could always see it when we were trying to have game nights and stuff. And we thought, all right, we'll watch.
Was he cute?
It was never
so
really.
So you're a peeping court.
You could never really see face. You could just see like body.
Sometimes that's all I need.
His face or body?
Either or, really. I don't know.
You could really.
I can never do both, but if you bring one or the other,
then you're ready.
Sure.
To fine dine.
Sure.
If you're bringing body, I will cough into your vagina.
Either be
you're bringing face.
Either be wearing a full veil or something so I can't see face, or be in a complete burlap sack and I can't see any body.
Speaking of wearing a full veil, did I tell you that like I went to a...
Wait, do people really fuck with a sheet between them if they're religious or Mormon
what
or something?
What do you
mean,
a sheet between you?
You know when they're like, it doesn't count. If our skin doesn't touch.
No.
So they literally put the thinnest sheet they
possibly
can.
All I've
can
heard people
them.
Say is it like doesn't count if you don't like.
Or maybe they're Amish or something.
So I don't know.
The Amish. The problem with asking about the Amish on the podcast is they're never going to defend themselves.
That's true. They're not.
They're not going to be able to really tune in.
They're not going to pipe up.
Or talk about down. The piping that they do.
No. I was just saying, speaking of.
What do you, how do you feel about the term get that good pipe?
For like getting good D?
Yeah.
I wouldn't use it.
I love it.
Oh, getting that good pipe. I feel like if somebody said it to me on Grindr, I'd be turned off.
You want this good pipe?
No, I said, speaking of a full veil, did I tell you, like, last year we were at a Folsom, like, pride, or a Folsom party in San Francisco. Folsom's this big, like, leather...
BDSM
festival.
Kink festival
at SF. And we went to...
We saw people getting their vaginas zapped.
Whipped.
Whip.
Seen people peeing in each other's mouth.
Saw somebody jerking off from a top window and people trying to catch it with their mouths.
Yes, we've seen it all.
Love it.
Anyways, we went to one of the like nts parties on like a Friday night. And
you
it was,
know I love nts.
And it was a lot
Did
of
they
like,
have lyrics or no lyrics?
No lyrics. Love well, it. We've eventually found a room that had lyrics.
Well,
you
even,
know I love when they have three different rooms.
Depending on what drug you're on, even the songs with the least amount of lyrics can kind of have lyrics if you think about it. And you're all
you're, Liz, you're in charge of making your own lyrics. What I was saying was, so there we are walking around around, it's a lot of gays with their shirts off, just shorts, blah, 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 because it's warm.
Jorts.
And in comes this man in a full beekeeper costume.
No! Yes. You really took me on a different route.
Yes. And we all kept looking at each other.
Buzz, bitch,
I got to get away from this buzzkeeper or beekeeper. He's freaking me out.
Do you think it was promo for the fact that bees are going extinct?
It really was. I think he was trying to bring awareness to the people.
To the people.
He was trying to start a grassroots movement.
It's almost kind of like when we were at the San Diego Pride Party and I found that helmet.
Yeah. Well, you loved.
Which I loved.
Yeah. I feel like that for you was, you know, when people...
Were you around during that?
I was on the outside of the patio, not on the inside. But as I say, you know
when...
It was
very steamy in the motorcycle helmet.
You know when, like, dogs need, like, a thunder vest?
I have no clue what that means. Oh, like it feels like you're getting hugged?
No, because the dog's, like, afraid of lightning. So,
but
like
it feels
thunder,
like it's getting hugged.
So it's like, yeah.
I need that after my week.
The helmet for you at San Diego Pride was your dog's thunder vest.
I feel
like your brain needed a little squeeze.
It definitely needed something. I am on my last two brain cells, and they're just taking turns.
Bitch, I didn't know you
saying
had two
to each
to
other.
With.
They're just taking turns, looking at each other, and saying beep, and then the other one goes boop, and then the other one goes beep boop.
It goes. So here we are, last two of us.
Yeah,
just us girls.
One of them surely is saying to the other, "Just us girls."
And then everyone's like, "Yo, you got some of that dank kush?" I can't believe your tiny little brain.
Tough times in this cranium.
It really, really is. Speaking of games, do you like Cranium?
What's Cranium?
That game. You don't know Cranium? The one where you do a humdinger? The one where you build something with clay?
You know, you and your old boyfriend? Like past boyfriend.
College boyfriend?
Yeah. I feel like you would always have game nights and I think we played Cranium then.
Yeah. Oh,
and
maybe.
Like, was there like a something where you had to build something with clay?
I said that. Yeah, it's called clay anime.
Yeah, that game sucked.
Yeah, well, because the Play-Doh dried out and
apples
there was
to apples
no
sucks.
Good to eat.
Apples to apples sucks.
Tweet it out.
Like, it's a firm stance I'm going to take.
Go off. You know what? Your little scratch road rash reminds me of our poor babe Shawn Mendes fell off a bird dog scooter thing. Did you see that?
I saw that.
He got a scratch on his face.
Well, there. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet boy.
Tender little baby.
Did I tell you the story of the Variety event?
No. Well, I knew that he was there and you were there.
So I was hosting this Young Hollywood Variety event.
You young?
That was the first joke they wrote in my script for when I opened the show.
You're not 30 yet.
And they go, the script was very, I used to be young. And then I really kind of went off the script. And as people were laughing, I said, don't laugh. You'll grow old, too. Because it was one of those Stranger kids or those fucking It kids or all those kids laughing at me for being old. And I said, oh, you'll be old someday, you little something. Anyway.
And then what happened?
Shawn Mendes was there. They were honoring him. And earlier in the night, I went up and said hi, blah, blah, blah. He's always very sweet. And my boyfriend was there. Shawn Mendes is his number one. I have to say, it was probably like the reason I said yes to doing the event was because I was like, I knew I'll be in the same vicinity as Sean. I can introduce Anthony to Sean and he's going to love it.
He's number one what? Like
number
singer,
one,
songwriter,
number one.
Male crush?
Man.
His boo?
So the moment came and passed and I was like, fuck, I'm not going to get a chance to introduce him. So as I was up doing the work, Lisa, my manager, goes over, introduces Sean to Anthony, and because Lisa knows the photographer who's Anthony's photographer, or I mean, not Sean's photographer. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. So after the show, after I finish my work, I go up to Anthony and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get to introduce you. And he's like, and he shows me the picture and he goes, Sean said he liked my shirt. And I was like, oh, girl. And then proceeding for the next like 2 weeks, I would just look over and Anthony's like looking at the picture of him and Sean. That's the end of that story.
I mean, does it freak you out that he's his number one and you look nothing like Shawn Mendes?
Well, what?
And you can't carry a tune. Can't play guitar.
But we both fell in some way.
The only thing you have in common is your road rash of the moment.
No, it doesn't concern me. But now I have an added layer of... stress. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, just keeping you on your toes. I heard you were having a pretty good week, so I thought,
thanks for throwing
let's
that.
Knock him down a few pegs.
Well, when God throws a wrench in your plans, you know what they say.
Open a toolbox and catch it.
Build an IKEA shelf.
Really?
Yes. Build a schmorg. When God throws you a wrench, build a schmorg.
I hate that I knew exactly what you meant when you said schmorg.
Thank you. I think we're done. Over and out.
Say farewell the nice way.
Okay, bye guys.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.